Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, October 8th. Autumn has few bright stars to call its own. In fact, it really has only one major star, Fomalo. And not surprisingly, it's known as the Autumn Star. It's low in the southeast as night falls now, far to the lower left of the planet Jupiter, which looks like a brilliant star. If you see Fomalo, you'll notice that there are no other bright stars anywhere around it. That's a bit misleading, because Fomalo appears to have two companion stars. That makes it a triple system. Both companions are faint, though, so you can't see them with the eye alone. The brighter of the two is below Fomalo, in the same constellation, Pisces Austrinus, the southern fish. The other is above Fomalo, in the adjoining constellation Aquarius, an indication of just how spread out the system is. The closer star is about a light year from Fomalo, while the other is about 2.5 light years away. It's hard to be sure that such widely separated stars really do form a system. The stars share the same motion through space, they have the same composition, and they're the same age. That suggests that they were born together, from the same cloud of gas and dust. Astronomers can't be certain the stars are bound to each other, though, without plotting their orbits. But it would take millions of years for the stars to complete a single orbit, so there's no way to confirm that Fomalo and its faint companions really are stellar siblings. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.